This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد للإله سابغ النعم وخالق الإنسان من بعد العدم فالحمد ثم الحمد ثم الحمد لك حمدا كثيرا طيبا يا رب لك أعطيتنا خيرا كثيرا ربنا سترت عن كل الورى عيوبنا ثم الصلاة بعد والتسليم على النبي المصطفى الكريم.
We all know that the very first revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down was Iqra. And Iqra of course means to read, to explore, to learn more. And the purpose of the first revelation to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to tell him that Allah would give him knowledge directly. Iqra bismi rabbik. Read or recite directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the same series that Allah revealed, Iqra. Iqra is repeated twice if you look at it. Iqra, bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. And then a few ayat later, Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram. Twice Iqra is said. And some scholars have said that the purpose of the repetition is that the first Iqra is a reference to the Islamic sciences. Why? Because it is linked with the knowledge from Allah. Iqra bismi rabbik. And the second Iqra is a reference to the secular sciences that we derive. Why? Because right after that Allah says, Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram alladhi 'allama bil qalam. The one who taught by the pen. And what do we read by the pen? We read the knowledge of men. We read whatever they have come forth with. Encyclopedias, research papers, all of the secular sciences. This is what is written by the pen. So Allah is telling us to learn. First, knowledge of the religion. And then learn, second, the knowledge of this world. So there is no question that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised knowledge and thought, intellect and reflection. And there is no denying that in our Islamic history, unlike previous religions and other civilizations, our civilization was the only one that was religious and scientific at the same time. If you look at Western civilization, when it was religious, it was in the Dark Ages, it was in the Middle Ages. Only when it got rid of religion through the Reformation, only when it overtook and threw away the shackles of the church, was it able to then proceed onward scientifically, and then the Renaissance took place after the Reformation. We as a Muslim society and an Islamic civilization, we are the only group in the history of mankind that when we reached the pinnacle of religiosity, when we had religion, we also had science. When we had deen, we also had dunya. When we had understanding of the religious texts, we also encouraged chemistry and biology and medicine and astronomy. And many of you should be aware that in the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th centuries of the Christian era, the CE centuries, our Islamic caliphates produced the world's greatest scientists. And we were the ones who charted out the course of the human body and anatomy. We were the ones who named most of the stars that to this day when you study astronomy, most of the stars have names derived in Arabic. We were the ones who invented the science of algebra. And so many other, this goes on and on and on.
تعداد حبات الرمال وأكثرا صلى عليك الله ما غيث هما فوق السهول وبالجبال وبالقرى فوق السهول وبالجبال وبالقرى.